Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
All right, time for Fan Mail Fridays, where I'll be answering some of your questions and dropping some knowledge and feedback to help you kick the weekend off right. If you're new to the Art of Charm podcast, this is not a great place to start. Most of our content is much more in-depth and longer format, so check out the best of at theartofcharm.com/best or the Fundamentals Toolbox at theartofcharm.com/toolbox. That's where we've got the fundamentals of body language and nonverbal communication, attraction, negotiation, networking, etc., and everything else we teach here at The Art of Charm. All right, let's cut to it. This question comes from an anonymous guy who signed it only as private, and I thought it was a little bit ridiculous, so here we go. He said, "I'm a little shocked you would interview a transgender." He's referring to Chris Edwards, who we had on earlier this week. "I love them like anyone else. However, the gay transgender community is only about 1-2% of our entire population. I just had to send this to you because I love your podcast and what you're doing. You've always kept things very respectful and seem to have a very high integrity, which I love. I'll give it to you that you treated the transgender with equal respect as I would have too." Why do I not believe that? "I just don't know how a man coming to you school would respond if they got there and were in class all week with a transgender. I guess it would be a learning experience for all. Just thought I would send you my 2 cents for what it's worth. Not to put you down, I just wanted to say this is one show where I learned nothing and really did not enjoy it at all." Well, dear anonymous coward, thanks for being a fan of the show. I take most feedback seriously. Now, that said, 1-2% of the population is a huge number of people. Not to mention, you come into contact with people who aren't like you, gay, lesbian, LGBT, all the time, whether you know it or not. It doesn't mean they're separate from you. In fact, think about this, because you don't seem like a bad person, just a little ignorant. If you replace everything that you said, replace the word transgender in your above email with African-American or Asian or Latino, and you'll see how ridiculous you sound right now. Most people loved that episode, and it sounds like this is a lot more your insecurity talking than anything else. Further, just because someone is on the show doesn't mean they're going to be bunking with you at the next boot camp. If you quote-unquote love them like anyone else, but you wouldn't be comfortable with them in a workshop setting, that has a lot more to do with you than it does about anybody else, and you should probably have a look at that. Chris Edwards, frankly, has more balls for coming on the show to discuss intimate details of his life than you and I put together, so you should respect that. Jason, what do you think?
Yeah, this is a really kind of cut and dried. If you listen to his language, he's basically objectifying the quote unquote transgender.
Yeah.
And like, his name's Chris, and he was an awesome guy for coming on the show. And I love this show, honestly. And the guts that it took to come out and do this, I can guarantee you that the anonymous caller has none of that and should probably look at himself before calling out. You know, okay, 1-2% of the population, even if you just go with America, or no, I'm sorry, the United States, not North America, we're talking about, you know, 3.5 million people.
That's true. I didn't even do the math. And I think you're right. Somebody who comes on the show with their real name, with their picture, writing a book and talking about intimate details of their life, this guy wouldn't even sign the email. And I know that this anonymous guy kind of means well, but I'm very sad. It makes me sad. It just kind of makes me sad.
It completely makes me sad because it's like, you know what? They're just people like the rest of us.
Yeah.
And they're just trying to get by. And as Chris's book is called Balls Out, he had the balls to come out and do this. And it's amazing. And, you know, so many kudos to him. And it was one of my favorite shows I can't even remember when.
Yeah. A lot of people said it was their favorite show. So I'm definitely really surprised that I got an email like this, frankly. I really am. It's disappointing. It's disappointing. Speaking of disappointing, Connor writes in and says, "Hey, Jordan, thanks for always encouraging the listeners to ask questions. It's super helpful to hear the answers. My question has to do with workplace harassment." And if for, I got to say, I feel bad. When I first read this, I was like, whatever, this is a guy. What harassment could be going on? And then I felt like an a-hole right after I read this. "I work in a kitchen as a line cook, and the two chefs I work with are extremely mean and verbally abusive people." I'm sensing a theme here with these the chefs. They're just angry. "I'm looking for a new job now because it's too much. Usually I just brush it off, and most of the time their negativity actually helps me learn a lot about the different ways men can be insecure that you teach on the podcast, and it's helped me a lot. But today one of the chefs actually burned me on purpose with a hot pan. I was moving out of his way to let him go by, and he was holding a pan with a towel and walking by. He stopped, looked at me with a smirk, and quickly jabbed me with it. It left a burn, and while it's not anything serious, I still feel somewhat abused, and I don't know what to do about it. I would sue, but that'll just be a waste of money, so I probably won't. Besides quitting, which I've already decided to do, I don't know what to do. I haven't told anyone at the restaurant about it, only people in my close circle. What do I do?" This makes me feel terrible because he must just feel so powerless. Jason, have you ever been in a situation like this?
I've been in many situations like this, and for my situations, they were different, but his is, I'm gonna lay this out straight out. You've been assaulted. You have been physically assaulted. So you have a case to be made for assault. He burned you with a hot pan on purpose. You can file a claim for assault.
Yeah, I mean, it is a crime, and you know, you probably should at least, I don't know, it seems weird because you can't really complain while you work there, right? Because otherwise, people are going to, you might end up with just even more of an issue.
Well, I don't know if he has like a union that he's part of, because at that point, you would talk to your union representative. If not, you talk to the owner and say, "Look, I'm going to call the police because this is a physical assault," and figure out a way to make this work. I mean, granted, yes, you're going to have to leave, because even if you get an assault charge against this guy, they're not going to want you around, because everybody in the kitchen is not going to want to work with you because right. You filed an assault charge on a coworker. And even though you are 1000% in your rights, that's just the world we live in. But I think that you should not be powerless, and I think you should speak up. Absolutely. What do you think, Jordan?
Yeah, you got to say something. They're abusing you. They're clearly, I mean, that's over the line. These guys are more than just jerks. You know, and the owner needs to know that they're losing quality employees because there's people in the kitchen that are not just unprofessional, but outright dangerous. Now, if it's one of the head chefs, you're just going to lose that battle because the owner needs the chef as much as the chef needs a kitchen.
But either way, I think he needs to go down swinging.
Yeah, I agree. And moving along with our sort of common frame of people complaining about ridiculous, terrible things, this girl Sandra says, "I asked my boyfriend to fight for me and he refused. Does that mean he doesn't care that much about me?" And the details are as follows. "We went out to the bars this weekend, and as we were leaving, one guy made a pass at me. I responded that I was with my boyfriend. He looked at my boyfriend and said, 'Really? This guy?' I saw the corners of my boyfriend's mouth tighten, but he didn't say anything. The other guy got really aggressive and told me, 'Why don't you drop the loser and come have some fun with me?' I asked him to please leave me alone, and he sneered, 'Who's going to make me?' I feel like I'm watching a 50s movie about high school. I turned to look at my boyfriend, but he clasped my hand and led me outside. I asked him why he didn't say anything to the other guy, and he said, 'The fight you win is the one you walk away from. I have no intention of letting one drunk a-hole ruin our good night.' I thought that was a cop-out and that he was too afraid to fight because the other guy was bigger and more muscular than him. I didn't necessarily expect him to take a swing at the guy, but I was really disappointed he didn't even say anything back. Is he being a coward, or am I judging him too harshly?" Yikes, this is so ridiculous. I mean, any guy that will use violence to impress a woman, and that dynamic obviously is real, will also use this to control you, Sandra. So you might want to consider that. And what would have happened if he'd fought him and won? He'd have gotten arrested and then gone to jail. Were you going to stay with him while he's in jail? And what if he lost? Would you have gone with the other guy, or would you have picked up your boyfriend and treated his wounds without losing any respect for him? Or, I mean, because what? At least he tried? Or would you have maybe gotten in the middle of it out of fear that he's going to get hurt and then you get punched in the face? I don't think that this is well thought out. And it makes me think and hope that you're like 13 years old and lying about your age, because He actually,
I was going to say 13 years old at the bar would be.
Well, that's a good point. They are at the bar. Yeah. I mean, honestly, he protected you. You just don't even see it. That's what I think, Sandra. And Jason, I know you had your two cents on this one as well.
Absolutely. Sandra is being utterly immature because when that situation arises, you walk away. You know, the guy that does take the higher ground is the one that is the smart one, because guess what? He's going home with you, not going to the hospital, not going to jail. What's the best way to beat the bully at the bar? To go home with the girl that he wants. So I think that he was the smart one. And I think he might even be smarter if he dumped you and got a new girlfriend for not trying to get him into fights. Because you know what? That is a no-win situation for anybody.
Yeah, honestly. And you said it best when we were looking this stuff over pre-show. If Sandra, if you want a guy who's going to fight like that for you, then you should have gone with that other guy.
100%, man.
Excellent. iTunes review of the week comes from Beth Phillips. She's an awesome fan. We talk on Twitter, and I found her review here in the iTunes store. This is just one of the few podcasts on my never miss list. Regardless of the topic, Jordan Harbinger, that's me, manages to engage each guest instantly to turn the most potentially mind-numbing facts and figures into engaging, entertaining, and actionable content. I made the mistake of thinking this show was only for young professional guys, and I was completely wrong. It's for anyone who wants to learn about social dynamics, personal growth and development, advances in science, human potential, personal relationships, business, and anything else that will help you progress in life. I'm completely hooked. I'm never disappointed by the quality of information and Jordan's insistence on taking each guest to task to make sure the message has a practical application. I love that because, frankly, taking people to task makes me feel a little bit bad sometimes, but I know that it's the best thing for the audience. The guest in the moment hates it, though. I can't tell you how many times we've wrapped a show and the guest goes, oh, that was painful, but I think it's good for everybody, and I'm looking out for you guys, so thanks a lot, Beth. I really appreciate it. All right, I hope you all enjoyed that. Don't forget, you can reach me at jordan@theartofcharm.com. I read everything, and I'd love to hear from you. More from The Art of Charm at theartofcharm.com. Now, have a great weekend. Get out there and connect, and leave everyone better than you found them.
Johnny, we know if you listen to the show, you are driven. In fact, we're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast.
Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey.
We have hired a lot of team members over the last 17 years. Going through endless resumes, well, that's a time sink. But you know what else is a time sink? Interviewing endless people, because they're all going to give you the best face forward.
That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets.
Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast.
And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/charm. Just go to Indeed.com/charm right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/charm. Terms and conditions apply.
Need to hire? You need Indeed. Lennon and McCartney, Jagger and Richards, Watson and Crick, AJ and Johnny. What about the perfect duo when it comes to growing your business? Well, that's you and Shopify.
That's right, Johnny. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling your own fire merch or promoting your productivity programs, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered.
Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort, thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star.
What I love about Shopify is no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, as well as millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries.
Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. And AJ, you don't have to just sell your stuff anymore. With Shopify Collective, you can curate products to sell from the brands that you love, giving your customers more variety and your business more sales.
Shopify is your no-excuses business partner. Sell without needing to code or design. Just bring your best ideas and Shopify will help you open up shop. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/charm. Go to shopify.com/charm now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/charm.
Thanks for listening to The Art of Charm. Get more confidence, relationship skills, life hacks, and everything for the extraordinary man at theartofcharmpodcast.com.